بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعيذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In the 26th juz of the Quran al-Kareem, Surah is known as Surah Al-Hujurat. Hujurat refers to the rooms Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after building Masjid al-Nabawi, then with the Masjid, houses were built, very small houses, which were going to house his own family. And as the wives then came, they increased, and a separate house was made for Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha with Ali radiallahu anha. Those were the Hujurat. They would enter into Masjid al-Nabawi. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform most of the time his nawafil, his sunan in the hujra, and then he would go out into the masjid. In the surah, Allah tabarakallah was going to teach the people of Iman that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and after that the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning what we call the sharia, or you call the sunnah, because one is you'll have that this comes in Quran. But besides Quran, there's an entire explanation of Quran. It's called the Sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that how you will find so many things mentioned impermissible in Quran, and there are just that amount of things which I have also mentioned. Meaning you will not find it in Quran, you will find it in the Sunnah. The surah is going to teach that what will our attitude be when sometimes the Sunnah will say one thing and our mind and our intellectuals, our friends, everything around us and environment will say something else. Then how will we like react to it immediately? Either it could be that there's a marriage problem. So to sort that thing out, someone example just says that, you know, the Sharia says, and the person says, to hell with the Sharia, this is my marriage we're talking about. Meaning don't bring it in. Or it got to do with some business and the two parties are fighting. And the person says, let's go and ask an alim that who's right, who's wrong. Because normally we all got lot of respect. Whenever the word Rasulullah will be mentioned, everyone will say, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whenever a jalsa will take place, everyone will be there. But this surah is teaching that the test of that respect and love will come when man's emotions are worked on. At the time when someone passes away and the miras, inheritance, is being distributed, at that time the sister will say, but what you're doing is not permissible. So at that time he says that, let him just keep quiet. Let who just keep quiet? Meaning let the Nabi of Allah not interfere in my money. So this surah will say, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. They don't ever try and go in front of Allah or the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, fear Allah, and know that Allah is listening and Allah knows everything. لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. In the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were told when he speaks, do not lift your voice over his voice. Which normally in a house we will say that the mother is speaking and then the son says, but then the son will say, the father will say, don't raise your voice in front of your mother. Which means after your mother has spoken, even if you don't like, just keep quiet and listen. Allah Tabarakala said, above the voice of your Rasul, do not raise your voice. Again, for me and you, what it will mean is, when the Shariat will decide on a matter, then even if you're not happy with it, just keep quiet. Even if you're not happy. Even if you feel, but I served my father so long, and he just pitched in now. And now he wants his share of the inheritance. Where was you all these years? And sometimes you have that right to feel. But the Sharia said, do not go ever one step in front of Allah and His Nabi. Just keep quiet. That like how you will say that I would have punished you, but because my sheikh said leave it, I'm just leaving it. The person has sometimes so much of respect for his sheikh. Allah Ta'ala said, your real sheikh, this is. It is called the Sharia, so much of respect. Why it has to be said so loud? We saw one example in the last 1.5 years, where the whole world went like mad. No one knew because it was something new. And when something new happens, many got bit. Many got bitten. This is just our field, you don't even interfere in this. You don't tell me what to do, I will tell you what to do. The person said, but can we allow this? We are not talking of allowed or not allowed. At the moment, we'll tell you what to do. And sometimes the voices went a little too high. Had it been kept down, the voice, and in mutual way it could have been spoken, that we are required to do this, what is your say on the matter? Everything can be done with love. This is the unique surah which said, O people of Iman, don't ever lift your voices. Not ever in front of the Sharia. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. How you scream to one another when it comes to the Nabi of Allah, don't talk like that. أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. There is a fear that you might just find every action of yours wasted. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And you don't even know it's gone. Meaning you reach on the day of Qiyamah and say, I was also a believer. And said, حَبْتَمْ. On that one day, that one sentence wiped it all out. One sentence. Opposite. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُدُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. In front of the Nabi of Allah. And it means in front of the Sharia. The one who will drop his voice. أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. Allah has taken the exam of his heart. That is he a muttaqi? And the answer is, he's the muttaqi. That you really fear Allah. For him is forgiveness. For him is a great reward. Forgiveness means he feels it a little bit. He's not too happy with the decision, but he said, my Nabi said it was. My Nabi said it. Even if it's hard for me, but because my Nabi said it, I'll just stay quiet. And thereafter he spoke about the Hujara. One group came and they wanted to call Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam outside. So because they were ignorant villagers, a man in the village doesn't know the law of other respect. So the villager came and they said, Ya Muhammad, come out. Allah Tabarakala said, verily those who call you from out of the room, أكثرهم لا يعقلون. Majority of them are ignorant. ولو أنهم صبروا حتى تخرج إليهم. Had they just been patient until you went out to them, how wonderful. But then that was an indication that sometimes it will happen that a person in ignorance will show a little disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will be in ignorance. So Almighty Allah said, majority don't know. They don't know the law of respect. So we will treat them like a villager. That the villager will be overlooked. But had they made sabr, meaning had they remained patient until they understood the wisdom of the sunnah, it would have been better for them. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. And Allah is always ready to forgive. What it will mean if such times come in life, and it has come, where a person, be it a doctor, a lawyer, an intellectual, because of some emotion, spoke a little too loud, then he must know that my Allah regarded me as a villager. And because he regarded me as a villager, he just said, majority don't know your respect. So I'll be ready to forgive them. But had they made sabr, it would have been much better. But if that individual then says, no, I'm not the villager. What I say is right, then he has lost it all. So Allah Ta'ala then says, because that person will say, I got strong information. And on my strong information, I am telling we will do this now. So the next verse says, O people of Iman, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَيٍ. If a fasiq, a transgressor, if he brings you any news, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, then you yourself go and investigate again. When the Fasiq will bring you any news, you don't just grab it from the news. And you just don't say that in China they said this. And in one village this they decided. If a transgressor brings any news, then you go and you investigate again. And if they say, we're not allowing you to enter, then we will have to say, then I can't trust your news also. You don't want me to see what's happening. How can I trust what you say? You're saying in the hospital so many are dying, but when we ask you, can we go in? You say, no, everyone stay out. When the transgressor comes with news, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, you yourself rather investigate. أَنْتُصِيبُ قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةً. If you don't investigate, it might happen that the one who's right, you might launch an attack on him. And you might call him, you are the wrong. Because you trusted the evil. And everyone who was good was then knocked off. فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. Until a time will come where you yourself will regret what you had done. One is in the year after, how many will regret? One is in this world we saw. We saw examples where boys came to us after the father passed away. And he said, had I heard the bayan before, I would never have allowed no one to be with my father in the last week of his life. He said, I would have gone in the room. But I was told, if your father is sick, everyone go out. Everyone go out. Because if anyone goes in, everyone will die. That's what was said. So when I phoned the doctor to say, my father is not well, first thing he said, everyone must not come in, especially the grandchildren. I said, they are already on his lap. Now even if they go out, who here they going to go? And by the fadl of Allah, no one died. But that law that they made, when the person gets sick, everyone must run. And the man was supposed to ask, but we will ask the Shariat, what you got to say? And the Shariat would have said, Allah's Nabi said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if a plague comes in a place, then the ones that are outside must not come inside. But this was that plague that there was no outside. This virus, the way they said it, could have reached Mars also. Wherever you went, they said it will come with you. Everywhere. The only amazing place this virus never spread was just outside the masjid. That we could never understand. Just outside. Because whoever wanted the social distancing inside the masjid so hard, we asked them to be truthful, that how come as soon as you step out, immediately you are the only one talking with everyone else? They used to wait to make salam to me outside. They waited to make salam to me outside. It was a unique thing. As though they really felt that if I meet you in the masjid directly, I'll die. But if I meet you outside. But it was all on the trust of a transgressor. There was a lot of lies in it, lot of lies. And the people, lot of people regretted us. Especially on this, that when my father or mother became sick, the Shariat said the one who's in the place of the plague, he must not go out. And the ulama wrote the reason why, because if all the healthy have to run, who will look after the one who fell sick? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, wherever the plague falls and the individual remains there still. And it's not easy to remain, because you see next door someone is passing away, and the other house someone is passing away, and someone writes a letter to you that you're going to die, run. And you say that if I'm the only one who's not sick, who's going to take soup here and take soup there? Say, are you not scared you're going to die? Say, very scared. But my Nabi said, I must stay. Nabi said, whoever will stay with sabr, with the hope of reward, understanding that nothing can afflict him unless Allah has willed, he will be given the reward of a martyr. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi wrote on this, that in this reward, hadith, it doesn't come and he dies, he will be a martyr. Even if he lived, and in this corona, there were those who got that martyrdom. There were those doctors who had to go into the houses, and they came out alive, and they became living martyrs. There were those daughters who said, I won't leave my father. Forget all the laws. I cannot leave my father, who will give him soup? And she became a living martyr. And there were those who, as soon as they heard the cough of the father, all ran. The house was emptied and a phone call was made and an ambulance came and they put the man as though you became the burden of the entire house. He was put in the ambulance. They were happy to see him go because they saw in you death. You were destruction. The hadith had said, your father is your door to Jannah. They saw him your door to calamity. They put him in the ambulance. They were happy to see him go. The ambulance went to the hospital. They were happy. The further he is, the better. While he was there, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, they were not sad that we're not being allowed in the hospital. They were happy we're not being allowed in the hospital. So he said, hey, what to do? You know, protocol. Because they were so scared, if I have to go in the room, I'll die. When death became more important to man than his own mother and father, it was because of the trusting of a transgressor. The unique thing of Islam is when Allah said that if the villager screams, then people make mistakes. أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ But don't do it again. If ever it has to happen the next time, may Allah let it happen that none of us make a mistake. A lot of protocols we will follow. And a lot of things we will look at again. And we will say there are certain things that don't just go hand in hand with our law. So those ones we will say don't touch. And wherever we can accommodate, wherever we can accommodate. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it has to happen that way. Do you want it to happen the other way? That the Shariat must always accommodate you. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Allah says, understand well that the messenger of Allah is amongst you. Meaning the sunnah is in you. The shariat has come in you. لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ If Allah's Nabi has to start listening to you, that's what we want today. If Allah's Nabi has to start listening to all your matters, لَعَنِتُّمْ You will be the one suffering. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِمَانِ Allah says, however, we know that Allah made iman beloved to you. That after a while, your own nature will say that. Even if I have to die, let the shariat stay. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ He made it beautiful in your hearts. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ And disobedience, you just can't accept it. فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمًا Allah says this is a gift of Allah. That you yourself after a while will say that. And Allah's fadl, when you look at a masjid like this, and you will see like as though that sickness doesn't exist, but it is around. And people are getting sick. And if you go to another place, and you will see that no one wants to come to the masjid still. The door is still closed. The door is still closed in towns in South Africa, forget other parts of the world. After every business opened their doors, still that door of the masjid remains shut. One door. لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ If the shariat has to start listening to you, you yourself will suffer. When the door of the masjid closed, the man read namaz in his house. He said, what a namaz. Some of them said it, the amount of concentration that I get at my house. They said it, lad. Some said it. But we all know a woman can read namaz at home, a man can't. So very soon, that sunnah before the namaz was gone, and the sunnah after the namaz was gone. And very soon, that fajr was gone, and very soon, that late night isha and witr was gone. And then he became so used to his Jummah in his back room, that he himself, when he had to accept, he says, me, I go everywhere, no longer mask. But Jummah in the back is easy. Jummah in the back room is easy. He said, that 5 minute khutbah, I got it written on the wall. Before the imam would come and make it in my back, now I make the khutbah. I make the khutbah. When you, the Shariat will have to obey you, then you yourself will suffer. 1 year later, you'll ask the man, you're not coming for Jummah, and you say, ah, I don't go for Jummah. Say, I don't go for Jummah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala save us whenever emotions come to the fore. And we want to say that, but I know. Why? Because I saw it on television. I know because I read in 3 newspapers. I know because so many doctors told me. And when it is said, but Shariat is not happy, then don't get angry and emotional. At that time, think of Surah Al-Hujurat, that Allah's Nabi is not like me and you. Here we don't scream. Here we don't say I'm the boss. Here we don't say I'm in control. Yes, we can ask that, can we sit down and discuss? There's nothing wrong with that, but there will be no loud talk. One loud voice, too loud. And the first will be said, maybe you're the villager. And Allah will forgive. And if that loud talk is the second, then it might be said, أَنْتَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. Maybe your actions will just get wiped out and you won't even know what's happening. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us that nation of Iman and Islam, that we will talk whenever we want to talk. But when the word Muhammad is said, everyone will just go quiet and say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ